Hello, I'm Brody Bashaw.
And I'm Beth Richards.
And that music means it's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Today, you can catch a program entitled Understanding Cybersecurity in Today's World. This is sponsored by Baylor's Lifelong Learning Program at the Mayborn Museum.
Guest speaker Keith Coimont, cybersecurity instructor at Texas State Technical College, will focus on why cybersecurity is so important and will offer some simple things that we can do to enhance our security posture.
The program will begin at 10 in the Mayborn Theater. No advanced registrations required for this free event. All weekend, Wild Imaginings Waco will be hosting the second annual Epiphany's New Works Festival at Cultivate 712 downtown. The kickoff show is tonight at 7:30.
Out of 60 submissions of new plays from across the country, the festival will feature the top four plays as staged readings. They'll also be premiering the winning play, Jesus and Valium, from last year's festival as a full production. It was actually written by local Waco artists. More information about the specific plays and showtimes can be found at wildimaginingswaco.com/epiphanies.
The Waco Friends of the Climate will hold a free styrofoam collection event for recycling on Saturday. That's from 8 a.m. until noon at the City of Waco Cobbs Recycling Center at 2021 North 44th Street in Waco.
You're asked to wear masks and remain in your vehicle. Styrofoam cups, other food containers, and larger molded pieces and blocks are accepted. Peanuts, though, aren't accepted.
Join Art Center Waco Saturday for art lab classes. Each class will feature a famous artist. Students will analyze key elements and techniques used by the masters.
This information will then be used to produce artwork in that particular artist's style. It's a great opportunity to explore your inner Picasso or Monet.
This class is recommended for grades 1 through 6. There are two labs per day. One runs from 10 a.m. until 11:30, and the other is from 1 until 2:30. Masks are required indoors, and class size is limited to 6 participants.
Join Waco Walks on Saturday at 9 a.m. for an Eats in the East walk. Meet at 9 in the parking lot behind St. John Missionary Baptist Church at 301 Tyler Street, just off of Elm Avenue.
You'll meet some of the restaurant owners on Elm Avenue and Taylor Street, and maybe even get to try a bite or two of some of their tasty offerings. East Waco is a great place to eat.
You'll also get caught up on some of the exciting new developments in this historic part of town. Contact walk organizer Ashley Bean Thornton if you have any questions at ashley_thornton@baylor.edu.
You can catch a glimpse of Waco history on Sunday from 2 until 5 with the Rise Up and Learn program. The meeting is at Talitha Coombe. They're at 1311 Clay Avenue, and transportation is required.
You can test your GPS skills geocaching around town while learning some interesting facts about Waco that might take you by surprise. Find the finish line, and you could win a prize. For more information, email riseandlearn@talithacoombe.org.
Discover Woodway is back with their concerts at the Arboretum Series for Oktoberfest.
Listen to live music from Thomas Sorba and Paul Childers while enjoying local craft beers. Gates open on Thursday night at 6:30. The event will be indoors at the pavilion at the Carlene Bright Arboretum, and seating will be limited. Remember, if your organization has an event coming up, send the details to our friends at actlocallywaco.org. They'll get listed on their website, and time permitting, we might even have it as one of the events we talk about here on the radio.
And this segment will be posted on our website at kwbu.org.
And remember to mask up when you're out and about in the community.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.